Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dale Willman. For the first time in 6 months, the federal government is now funded until the end of this fiscal year. Since September, government operations were being run on a series of short-term spending bills as Congress hammered out a full spending package. The latest round of spending measures passed this weekend, but as NPR's Mara Lassen tells us, not everyone is happy with the final outcome.
The hard right wing of the Republican conference in the House didn't like this bill. They also didn't like the fact that Speaker Johnson had to work across the aisle, rely on Democratic votes to pass it. And what makes Johnson's job even harder going forward is that two more Republican members have just resigned, Ken Buck of Colorado and Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin. Their seats are going to be empty till November. That means that Republicans' slim majority got even slimmer, and Congress still has a lot on its plate, including aid to Ukraine, which is another thing that a majority of Republicans in the House also oppose because Donald Trump is against it.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson reporting. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis says Georgia's election interference prosecution against former President Donald Trump is moving forward despite facing criticism and court challenges over her handling of the case. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Alex Helmick has more.
Willis faced weeks of proceedings for her romantic relationship with a special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, who she appointed to the case. Attorneys defending Trump and his allies in the sprawling conspiracy case say Willis hired Wade to profit from the Trump prosecution through their romantic relationship. A judge ruled recently that she can stay on the prosecution, but defendants can appeal his decision, saying Willis showed a lapse in judgment. Willis told CNN on Saturday her office has stayed on task.
I don't feel like we've been slowed down at all. I do think that there are efforts to slow down this train, but the train is coming.
It's unclear when Georgia's case against Trump will go to trial. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick in Atlanta.
It's going to be a busy week on Wall Street with key economic data taking center stage. Former President Donald Trump's social media company will start trading in the stock markets as well. NPR's Rafael Nam has more on all of this.
Investors are feeling good about the economy. Stock markets are back at record highs. This week, we'll get new data, including home sales. We'll also get the Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge. And former President Trump could see a windfall of billions of dollars as his social media company looks to start trading. Truth Social is merging with a publicly traded shell company. And it may not have a market impact, but it's definitely going to get a lot of attention. Sam Bankman-Fried, the disgraced former crypto executive, is going to be sentenced. He was convicted last year on 7 criminal counts, including for fraud. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
And from New York, you're listening to NPR News. A new report by federal wildlife managers warns that the nation's wetlands are in a steep decline. As NPR's Nathan Rott reports, wetlands are critical for cleaning water as well as the survival of many species of plants and animals.
The new report from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is aimed at Congress. It shows that half of the country's wetlands have disappeared since the 18th century and that loss rates have increased by 50% since 2009. Additional conservation actions are needed, the agency says, to protect the wetlands that remain. Development and agriculture are the two biggest drivers of the decline, but climate change and sea level rise are also contributing. Wetlands provide many benefits to people, including flood control, drinking water, and habitat for thousands of plants and animals, including roughly half of the country's threatened and endangered species. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Ghostbusting appears to still be a good business. The movie Ghostbusters Frozen Empire opened to strong reviews this weekend and brought in more than $45 million in ticket sales. That gives Sony Pictures its first number one film since last summer. Immaculate also opened this weekend. The horror film debuted with $5.4 million in sales. The African nation of Malawi has declared a state of disaster. Officials say 23 of its 28 districts are affected. The country's president says more than $200 million in humanitarian assistance is needed. Much of the entire region of the continent has been affected by a prolonged and severe dry spell linked to the El Niño weather phenomenon. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News in New York City.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.